So in that situation, when he was really, really frustrated, he went to Jannatul Baqi. And he sat between two graves. And he started to call Allah Rabbul Izzat. In a moment of stress, in a moment when he was deserted by everyone. And he says, "Oh Allah, I spent my youth and I spent my energy in displeasing you. And everyone has deserted me. Oh Allah, I turn towards you. Oh Allah, protect me and take care of me." And he just falls asleep or he just relaxes between these two graves in Jannatul Baqi. And what happens is from far away he can see Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and running with a basket on his head. So this person knew that Hazrat Umar fixes people like me, but his style of fixing is with the durra, with the whip. So today he's going to punish me. So Hazrat Umar runs and he passes by this person and he says, "Alhamdulillah, main to bach gaya." But what happens is Hazrat Umar does a U-turn and comes back and takes this basket off his head, and it was a basket that contained food. And he gives it to this person. And he said, "This food is for you." So this Tabi, this singer in his days, he says to Hazrat Umar, "How did you know I was hungry and I was in need of something?" He said, "In a dream somebody said to me that there is a person that is the friend of Allah. He has reconciled with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he is going through a difficult time. And he is in need of food. So when I heard that you are the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, I had to honor you. So I placed that food, the basket of food on my head. This was a token of appreciation. This was izzah, giving you dignity. And I came running towards you." So this person, he was shocked. He was amazed that I just made up with Allah Rabbul Izzat, reconciled with Allah Rabbul Izzat after such a long patch of disobedience. And he started to cry. And these were tears of joy and respect and shukr. And it has been mentioned in the books that he cried there so much that he died there. He died, he gave his life. So this is the qadr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the qadr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is one verse that comes to mind in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 27. This is a part of the verse. وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوسَى. We break that which Allah Rabbul Izzat orders us to join. We break that which Allah Rabbul Izzat orders us to join. There's a connection that we have to make with Allah. We break it through disobedience. There is a connection that we have to establish with the Prophet of Allah through the channel of the implementation of the Sunnah, but we break it by forsaking the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah. One glass that our wife buys from the shopping center, and the value of that glass is $2 or $3, if it breaks in the house, the wife may even punish the child that breaks it. Because she knows the value of that one glass that is $2 or $3. But how many sunnats and how many awamir and orders of Allah are being broken in front of us by our children, by ourselves. But it does not bring that same behavior. We do not even feel guilty. We do not even feel a regret. No remorse, no sorrow. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, "I'm ordering you to join. Join with Allah. Join with the Prophet." But you are breaking it through disobedience by forsaking the Sunnah. But what I really want to focus upon today in the few minutes that we have is very, very important, because as an Imam, we get many, many complaints. Counseling is a very important part of our duty. But it brings a lot of sorrow when we come to hear the incidents that are taking place in our society. That sometimes the wife is complaining, sometimes the husband is complaining, sometimes the children are complaining, sometimes it is the brother that is complaining, sometimes the sister. Of course, keep in mind, the more deen that a person will have in the house, the more there will be comfort. This is a set principle. The more deen a person has at home, the more there will be sukoon in that home. But I'm looking over and above that. That the Prophet of Allah said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing that is heavier on the scale than excellent and good conduct. Allah Rabbul Izzat orders us, Allah orders all of us to be a good husband to our wife. Allah orders us to join the relationship between the husband and the wife. But we are breaking it by being a dictator at home. Allah Rabbul Izzat is ordering us to be a good role model for our children. And some people forget what is a good role model. The Muhaddithin have elaborated upon this, that if we treat our women incorrectly, if we treat our women incorrectly, our children will do the same with their wives in the future. Because we are the role model. We are destroying the dignity of our women if we treat them ill. Vice versa, if the women, the wives, treat the husbands ill, this will have a bad impact upon the children as well. And we will come under the banner of this verse, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ. As we know that we have to display conduct and good akhlaq. But there are certain people in our life that deserve that akhlaq more than others. There's a certain akhlaq that I display to the normal public. But there is one akhlaq that I have to display to my wife, to my children, to my mother and to my father. That akhlaq has to be much greater than the akhlaq that I display outside. A'adhan Allah, Allah pardon us and forgive us, the akhlaq that we display outside is much better than the akhlaq that we display inside. And the akhlaq that we display inside has a very, very strong impact upon our life. If the people that are around us, that are our responsibility, are not happy with us, it is going to have an impact upon us as well. As we know nowadays, the talk that will start in the world is Mother's Day. This is the talk, Mother's Day, that we have to respect the mother. And that's why under this one verse, I would like to bring the importance of the mother. How did Islam recognize the rights and the status of the mother? Imam Zainul Abideen, a great scholar, and if you read the Tafasir, you will come to know that there is a story attributed to Imam Zayn al-Abidin. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Under this verse you will find the story in most of the Tafasir. That one day Imam Zayn al-Abidin was sitting, he was ready to make wudu. So the female servant came to pour the water. And the water or the pot fell from her hands onto the clothes of Imam Zainul Abideen. So naturally he became very angry and looked with lot of anger. But the Quran really used to control the emotions, the sentiments and the anger of the noble and the profound personalities. So she understood that this is a great scholar. So she recited this verse, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. That noble people, muttaqi people, people of paradise are those, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, that control their anger.